Each Easter day, hallelujahs burst out like new blossoms, like chicks out of eggs, a day of dawnings, daffodils, celebrations. There was winter and there was death. Now there is spring, there is birth, Easter eggs and baby chicks and, for some reason, a rabbit. This is a pattern of life that we understand. Birth and death and birth. Life and death and new life. This we understand. But resurrection. Resurrection is something altogether different. We understand birth. We rejoice at birth. We celebrate it. Build families and expectations on it. The birth of a baby is at the heart of what it is to be human. So is the running of a child. And we understand death. The death of Jesus of Nazareth was understandable. It's what happens to people who ask too many questions, who speak truth in the face of power. Jesus' willingness to die was an example of great heroism. His murder was an act of political terrorism, all too common, profoundly human. And we humans, we come to understand death. But resurrection. Jesus died, and 3 days later, Mary met him walking and talking outside his tomb. And later that day, he appeared to the disciples in a locked room. And later in the afternoon, 2 disciples met him as they walked home to the village of Emmaus. But resurrection, it doesn't mean that everything is going to be the same again. It doesn't mean death didn't happen or that it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean everything's going to be okay. Outside the tomb, Jesus said to Mary, "Don't hold on to me." For even though he was resurrected, he would never again live with his friends the way he had. Their lives would never be the same. The story of Christ's resurrection is wonderful, marvelous, glorious beyond words, but it is not a happy ending. Resurrection is a disruption in the universe, a disturbance in the force. The resurrection of Jesus Christ changed the entire course of history. Those it inspired brought down an empire, not with swords, but with words. It changed every aspect of human civilization. It changed our language, our music, our economies. It changed European art and science. Don't make the mistake of thinking Christianity has been the enemy of science. Christianity founded universities, educated peasants, encouraged gatherings of intellectuals. That doesn't sound so spiritual. But we underestimate the role of Jesus' resurrection if we think that all it was about was how people prayed. It changed everything. But on that first Easter day, the disciples didn't know that. They had no idea. At first, they didn't even believe it. And even when they did, they thought small. They thought that resurrection was just for them. It was only looking back when they began to understand how big this really was, that this resurrection of someone they knew as a friend would not just change a few lives, it would change ultimately all human lives. Resurrection is like that. In the midst of grief on a day when nothing seems possible and we fear that the end of the world is upon us, something happens that we don't even recognize. A crack occurs in the universe, like the crack in an eggshell. For some, it happens like a great and marvelous revelation, a stunning recognition. But usually, for most people, it goes almost entirely unnoticed, unseen and unheard, until the crack in the universe spreads. The crack in the universe for us is that death need have no power over us. Fear and death need not control us. The greatest tool of evil and oppression, fear, need not turn us toward evil. Living in the knowledge of resurrection isn't just an Easter Day thing. Living in the knowledge of resurrection is the setting aside of both fear and guilt. Knowing that each day, in the smallest of things, is the possibility of resurrection. Christ is alive, and so are we. And so we are called out of fear into joy. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. We're going to sing. And while we sing, we're going to bring daffodils to the cross and decorate the cross.